Love Machine, written by Kendall Ryan, narrated by Sebastian York and Andy Arndt. Chapter 1. Keaton. Grin and bear it. It's a familiar phrase to those of us who spend most of our lives people-pleasing, but I, Keaton Henley, software saleswoman and best friend extraordinaire, don't just grin and bear it at my favorite person's bachelorette party. I grin and wear it. This is so much fun, I say to the woman of the hour, Karina. We've been besties since our college days, back when the parties were in dimly lit fraternity houses and the drinks were almost exclusively mixed with cheap vodka. I squeeze her arm, overwhelmed with a moment of nostalgia. She almost spills her mimosa on both of us. You're not fooling anyone, Karina whispers drunkenly to me, her brown eyes boring deep holes into my fraudulent enthusiasm. What? Are you kidding? I lie, finger guns poised. This is so much fun. Pow, pow, pow. The women around us at the bachelorette party sit in an amiable circle in the beautiful living room, lounging on plush couches and pillows, chattering about their latest sexual encounters. Ariana, Karina's younger sister, roommate, and maid of honor, speaks in the loudest drunken whisper, explaining in heightened detail the unexpected pleasures of anal sex. Everyone is much drunker than me, but that's pretty normal in our friend group. At this time of day, I'm usually on my third cup of coffee, not my third cocktail. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but still. Karina raises her eyebrows at my smoking fingers. You always use finger guns when you're lying, Keaton. I shoot her again, just for fun. She rolls her eyes, so I grab her hand and plant a quick kiss on it. The estrogen level in this room is just higher than what I'm used to, I remind her. I work with a software sales team that is highly male-dominated. Reconnecting with our female college friends and meeting some of Karina's female co-workers for the first time has been a change of speed that takes some getting used to. Usually, my daily conversations consist of maximizing sales, expanding our demographic, and developing new marketing techniques. Today, we're all listening to Ariana talk about maximizing pleasure, expanding her list of partners, and developing new sex techniques. It's all about trust, Ariana says in that adorably frustrating been-there-done-that voice. She's answered by collective head nods, led by my other friend Gabby, who raises her glass with triumph. To anal, Gabby cries, winking at both Karina and me. Gabby...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?